Blog Talk Radio.
The Brothers for Real radio show. I am Robert Gatewood. I am sitting in for Leon Gatewood, the host tonight. Heck, I'm here anyway, but Leon is out doing a Halloween party at the Holla Center. That's his nonprofit organization. I'm sure they're having fun out there on this All Hallows Eve. This is the Brothers for Real. We are brothers talking about real issues in real time. Grab a seat, pull up, a chair, call us. If you want to join us, the number is 215-383-3872. Also, go to Brothers for Real website. We have all the information there. You can listen to the show there. You can listen to our past shows. Find out a little bit about the brothers. And if you ever get lost and can't find your way, lose the number, or just want to reach out, go to Brothers for Real. All the information is right there on the homepage. Got a lot going on here. We got some of the brothers here. See Joseph over there. Welcome to the show, Joseph.
What's going on, Robert? Bringing you greetings from North Carolina, the Queen City of the South, where you are safe in the gate with Gatewood Insurance and Real Estate.
Safe in the gate. Man, y'all don't seem too safe over there. A lot going on over there in Charlotte and Matthews. What y'all doing over there, man? What y'all doing? Y'all making the... Y'all have made... national news twice in a row. 2 days
what,
in a row.
On what?
I said, what is going
on? Tell me what you
eat. Well, I just found out a young man at Butler High School shot somebody. Shot somebody in school over there.
Yeah.
And that made the news up here. Sound like they had a fight on Friday night and continued on Monday. One guy shot the other guy and he passed away. I said, man, what in the heck are people doing?
Yeah,
what in the world?
That's true. You were accurate on that account. So what's the other one?
Well, see, the other one, I got a surprise for you. I'm going to save that one for you. You're going to know it once you hear it. But hey, well, you know what, Joseph? You laugh like you already know. but it's Halloween. We're talking about what spooks you. What spooks you? Now, if you call us in tonight and let us talk about what spooks you on this Hallows Eve on October 31st, 2018. Call 215-383-3872. Brothers for Real, I'm Robert Gatewood. I have Joseph Gatewood. We have some of the other brothers joining us. Leon said he was joining us in a little later there. But Joseph, I got to let you hear this, though. I'm not even going to keep us in suspense. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there.
Where do you live here in this place?
Aaron, Chef, do not entertain her, please.
No, please do. Because I want to get this on film.
Yeah, we
where
got
you
on film, honey.
Because this is Myers Park. This is South Park. I make $125,000 a year, and I want to make sure that you're all up in here. Girl, I got you, girl,
ma'am,
girl. I'm
space.
White. I'm girl.
Said,
white. I'm girl. White.
You're
I'm white. I got you,
space.
Girl. I'm still going to make $125,000. I'm still
going to
make $125,000 Monday morning.
On,
who
man.
Are you? Do you live
no,
here?
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere.
Is your
no.
boyfriend here?
No.
Is your baby daddy here? Nobody cares.
Ma'am,
I'm
if you
white
me.
And I'm hot. I'm white and I'm hot.
Oh, my God. Girl said she's white and hot.
She, and I can say she's, I can agree with her on one point.
She's white.
She's very white.
But Joseph, if you think that's what people are thinking, they just don't come out and say, are they, you know, I've always, you know, we talk about white privilege a lot. And like
right.
I said, we make these kind of statements. Now, we're not generalizing. We're just, we're specific
right.
to this particular inch. But
right.
we do, we are aware of a thing called white privilege.
Exactly
and
right.
even though it's, we don't talk about it a lot, we're kind of undercurrent. But this is this really what's bubbling under the surface that just really came out?
Yeah, that's what happens.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that was, hey, and I sent a group text out with that video on it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted everybody to see that. I wanted everybody to hear that because that's what's going on inside of a lot of their minds.
But, you know, Joseph, I'm sure you and I both, we deal with people of every race, every stripe, every persuasion, every culture, every religion, every race, every
country, everywhere,
ethnic
all
origin,
over the world.
Geographic. And
no
when you're sitting here and you're interfacing with people, you're sitting there looking at them eye to eye. You're going like this and that. You know how your finger goes from eye to eye? We're human. We're on the same level. We're on one accord. If some son of a gun sitting there looking across the table at me saying under his breath, I'm white and you're not.
Right. And
I hope to think that's not the case.
But
this
I,
lady
but
has
Robin,
me wondering now.
But Robin, I will guarantee you there is a lot of that going on. I mean, that's what's going on. A lot of people's mind, but I wouldn't say all of them, but a great, too many of them. Now, I mean, and quite frankly, that's what's driving the Trump phenomenon. You know,
right?
Trump.
Right.
That's what's driving that. And just like I was telling a Trump supporter, actually, the Trump supporter is actually a relative of ours, and I will not call his name. But what I told him is that I don't like Trump. I didn't like Trump before he became president. To me, he has always been the poster boy for white privilege. And I said, with 8 bankruptcies, I couldn't be in the business I'm in now. So there are a lot of people out here, they still believe in white privilege. Just like that woman, she expressed it, you know, very, very openly and precisely. I'm white. I make $125,000 a year. And regardless of what I do or what I say, I'm still going to make $125,000 a year. And you have no business at all over here in my neighborhood with your weave and waiting on your baby daddy. That was her thinking. And, of course, a lot of times people say what's on their mind when they are under the influence of alcohol. Like, I remember years ago, when I was working at Miller Brewing Company, I went out with some Caucasian fellows, and we were out drinking, and some of them said some things that was pretty racist. And so, yeah, I said, well, they're drunk, but I'm glad that I know where they stand now. And later on, when I got an insurance business, I went to an insurance convention, and some white guys came and asked me, said, Joseph, we getting ready to go out and hang out. You want to hang with us? I said, nope. And the reason I said that because I don't want to be around whatever's inside of them, I want it to stay inside of them.
Yeah.
I don't want to subject myself to here and there racial outbursts just because they had a few drinks of alcohol.
Yeah, once that booze gets in them, boy, man.
Let me give you an update on that story.
Okay.
But of course, her $125,000 job at Spectrum, of course, she's been fired. She was fired immediately once the company found out about it. Because those Garris girls probably down from my waist, bro, quite frankly. I believe they probably are.
Yo, yes, it is.
Huh?
I don't condone or advocate violence. But I was thinking about, I looked at the name of the sister who this lady was disrespecting.
Mm-hmm.
I said, man, the Garris girl that I know wouldn't have taken it.
Right. But those girls were so professional. Those girls were so calm. They were so dignified. I was so proud of those young black women. I just wanted to give both of them a big hug and a big kiss. I appreciate the way they handled that situation. Let me give you an update, Robert. Okay, the girl, she has been fired. The white girl. She's been fired from her $125,000 a year job, effective immediately. And also,
Calm down, audience.
Also, the Garris girls, they went in hired an attorney, and their attorney met with the legal representative for the apartment complex where they both resided, and of course the apartment complex has filed eviction papers on this girl, on the white girl.
Hey, I think I heard her come on the line. Hey, her name is Susan Weston. Miss Weston, what do you have to say about this? Miss Weston. Susan. I will teach you. You got it.
That's all right, Susan. You're white and you're hot. So you shouldn't have any trouble. Find another job or another place to stay.
Yes, she'll be fine. She has
you'll
the privilege,
be okay, Susan, so don't get too upset about it. Okay, dear? Okay, what the girl called her? Okay, honey. Will you move away, honey? And also, she has four outstanding warrants for her. I think two for harassment, one for she threatened the girls with a weapon. So she has four outstanding warrants for her. Of course, they haven't been able to find her. So as far as we know, South Park Susan is still on the run. If any of you all know those Garris girls, anybody out here listening, you tell those Garris girls Joseph Gatewood sends them a big hug and a big appreciation. Tell them I love them, and I just love the dignified manner in which they handle that harassment.
The girls represent it.
Sisters out there, if you want to know how to conduct yourself in case you are confronted by someone like the South Park Susan, take a look at those Garris girls. Those girls, they couldn't handle that thing any better if somebody had written it for them. It was like they had already had a script to follow. But I'm just so proud of those girls.
Well, Joseph, what do you say about the people? Now, I've been following some blogs and getting a few chat rooms, and some people are saying the best way to handle this is to really punch these kind of folks in the face. What do you say to that?
No, because there is no law against somebody shouting obscenities at you. There's no law against that. That's what you have to remember to start with. There is no law against someone shouting obscenities at you or someone verbally harassing you. That's what you have to realize. So if those girls would have attacked that white girl and did a beat down on her, and of course, if they were beating her down, they wouldn't have been able to video it, and they probably would not have. Right now, that story would be completely reversed.
You're right, because the police would have arrived at the scene.
Pardon me?
Police would have... Go ahead.
Yeah. The story would have been completely reversed. The media would be talking about these two black girls that attacked this poor, innocent white girl after she had left the bar. She was lost in her parking, in the parking lot, and she didn't know how to get to her apartment. And instead of these two black girls helping her out, they put a beat down on her. That's what we would be hearing right now. So,
and she would have, people would have started a GoFundMe page. She'd have $1 million now, and she would have gotten a raise on her job.
And the black girl would be getting eviction papers and probably would have lost her job. So those girls
exactly
handled
right.
that thing. Those I the first thing that came to my mind, I thought those girls must be attorneys, or they must know, they must work in a legal profession in some capacity, because the way they handled that thing was perfect.
It was textbook. It was a textbook example of how to handle harassment.
Exactly right. It was textbook. And I just can't overemphasize how proud I am of those girls. I mean, I was telling my wife, I said, I'm so proud of those girls. And I kept watching the video over and over and over again, not so much look at South Park Susan, but to look at the composure and the dignity that those girls displayed.
Well, Joseph, this reminds us that hate is on the march in this country. We've had three instances last week within a 72-hour span of time.
Mm-hmm.
We had pipe bombs in the mail. We had a shooting at the Kroger in Lexington, Kentucky, where a racist killed two black people. A man and inside the store of his 12-year-old son buying construction paper for a school project, shot him in the back of the head. On the way out the store, he shot a 69-year-old black woman in the parking lot, killed her. And then we had in Pittsburgh this tragedy at the synagogue where 12 people were killed. And the common denominator in all of this is that these people were, I'm pretty sure, they were all Trump adherents, with people tiptoeing around the fact and saying, well, you can't blame Trump. He didn't pull the trigger. Well, no, he didn't. But what has happened in this country, we have a culture, an atmosphere of hate. It is palpable. It's thick as a knife. And you see these kind of things where South Park Susan feels emboldened to go out and make these kind of harass these women who are minding their business. Really, they're trying. They're waiting on the AAA to come pick them up. They're in distress. Instead of helping them and saying, "How can I help you? Do you need to use my phone? Can you come inside while you wait?"
Right.
They're harassing them, threatening to call the police on them. But this is the kind of environment that we are in right now, and the buck stops at the top. Donald J. Trump. We can lay all of this at his feet. I'm not going to be politically correct about it. That is the common denominator.
Robert.
That's the common denominator.
Hey, who that?
It's Leon, man. How y'all doing,
Leon.
Man?
Leon. Hey, Leon.
fun.
Hey, Robert. Hey, Joseph. Thank you, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank
you.
I'll
talk you out trick or
treat. Yeah, we actually are, man. We're down. I got about 50 kids downstairs. We are having what we call Halloween.
Halloween.
A Halloween costume party. And I just heard you talking about the biggest goblin out there. Donald J. Trump.
Big orange pumpkin head jugger. But, Leo, we had just talked about South Park Susan. We talked about her. We just really had a good time talking about her. You remember, did you see the video of the lady talking about
her? Man,
that
chick crazy, man. There's some crazy people out here right now. With and this chick was making $125,000 a year for what?
Yeah, good God. Come on, people. Is that the... but you know what I was saying to Joseph, but I repeat, we're out here in society, we're looking at people, we are interacting with people on a daily basis, we're buying products from them, we're doing transactions, sometimes we're competing in business, and there's some sucker sitting across the table from you, and he's thinking just like South Park Susan. I'm white. I have privilege. You don't stand. You have no chance of competing or even being on the same parking lot with me. You should be somewhere else. Something is wrong. You shouldn't even be in this room. That is, we've always known that it was bubbling under the surface. What we've seen in the last year, almost 2 years now, is that the sheet has been pulled off. I mean, no pun intended. The sheet has come off.
And
it's happening every day. Every time we turn around, there's another instance.
And how we have to combat this is, my opinion, of course, how we have to combat this is continue to build up excellence in our communities.
Amen.
You know, continue to reach back, continue to try to put some sense in our young people's heads. That's a challenge. But continue to try to do that. But let me back up though. There's so many young people out here that I'm proud of. Let me start there by saying that. But then there are so many that just seem not to get it. They just seem not to get it. And those guys, here's how racists operate. They judge you based on the most challenged part of your community. Because they
That's
wish
right.
you were like that too.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that's how we have to keep building up, you know, excellence in our community. We have to keep reaching back.
That's right.
It's our duty to reach back.
Yep. Because, you know, they're not going to come voluntarily report on a Robert Gatewood. They're not going to come voluntarily report on a Curtis Gatewood or a Leon Gatewood or Daniel Gatewood, you know, anybody doing anything positive, that's not going to make the news.
I got to disagree with you, man.
I'm saying, Leon, I know you get some problems.
No, I'll tell you why I'm going to say it in a minute. I'm telling you why I'm really saying it today, though.
Why?
Man, I'm on the front page of the Answer Record today.
What?
Well, Leon, I'm talking about the Answer Record, man. Come on, man. How many people are waiting for
it? Come on, man. Don't hold. Watch yourself. Watch yourself.
Yo.
Leon, I know you get some props.
Well, here's what I was just going
to
say. I'm just saying that. I know what you're saying, though. Don't get me wrong.
But let me tell you something, Leon. Now, what you just said is true. You got some attention, which is great. But I guarantee you didn't get nowhere near the attention that those boys got for shooting up down there in Waynesboro.
And also, like I said earlier, up here in Washington, D.C., we were reading about a shooting in Matthews at Butler High School.
That's exactly
right. We didn't read about Leon.
That's right.
Didn't see
that. Leon, you ain't know
y'all
didn't
read about me?
Yeah.
No. Sorry, bro. I've been looking.
Spectacular Man of the Year Award. You ain't reading nothing about that in Maryland.
You down here, Joseph. I haven't even read about you in the Answer Record.
You read about me in the Answer Record.
I said, I haven't even read about you in the Answer Record. You're
That's
Spectacular
what I'm
Man
you.
Of the Year. Yeah.
I ain't read about Leon in Spectacular Man or Curtis.
let me say this. There are sprinkles of recognition, because I remember, and we may have to give the Anthem Records some props, because I remember 2 years ago when I came down, I came down and did the Obama thing,
YCC. Yeah.
They had me on the front page. I said, "Hey, wait a minute now. That's pretty good."
So
let's give the Anthem Records a little love. Hey, who's running
the
Anthem Records?
Everything, but it comes down to economics. Just like, for example, down in Anthem County, I was guarantee you, majority of the readership in Anthem County is black.
Mm-hmm.
I would guarantee you that. But having said that, this is what I wrote. This is a message I sent to on a text thread. You know, going back to what you were saying, Robert, about all this stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
How these Trumpies are on a rampage right now. I was on a conversation thread with a staunch Trump supporter who happens to be a relative of ours, and I will not call his name.
What's his initial?
You mean cuz? How about cuz?
I'm not going to call him. I'm not. his initials are ECC.
I'm
not
going to
call
his
name. But this is what I said. This is a message that I sent a thread out. And I said, please don't be intimidated by all that's going on. Black couple gunned down at the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
men mailing out bombs, and mass killing up in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
God will take care of you. So don't be intimidated. And see, that's what they're trying to do. They are trying to intimidate us. They're trying to keep us away from the polls. And Leon, and while I have you on the phone, my same cousin, that is an African American, at least the last time I checked on him, said that the only time that he experiences racism is when he's on my brother's Facebook page. That's my cousin. Huh?
Not me.
He said that's the only time he experienced racism was on his Facebook page, and when he came to the family reunion, and some of his cousins took his Trump bumper sticker off his car.
That's wrong. Shouldn't have done that.
That's cold.
See, I wouldn't have done that. I know we weren't talking about music, because I wouldn't have done that.
And he said, And he said that, he said some of his cousins took his Trump bumper sticker off of his car. And so I asked him the question. I said, why did you have a magnetic bumper sticker on your car in the first place? He did not answer that question. And
let's,
so
let's
I
let's analyze that. Why
so,
would you?
Yeah, a good attorney will never ask the question that he doesn't know the answer to, or he or she doesn't know the answer to.
I knew the answer to the
question, but he wouldn't say it on that thread. I knew
don't
the answer
it.
To the question
don't
was his
don't.
Wife, because he had
don't.
Told me that his wife would not ride in his vehicle with that Trump bumper sticker on the car. So he's riding around with a magnetic bumper sticker on his car so he could take it on and off when his wife gets ready to get in the car.
That's my stuff right now.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break. Now when we come back, we're going to talk about this election coming up on November 6th, next Tuesday. Could be the election that could really shock our future for the next 25 years. So don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about the election, what we can do to make sure that everybody gets out to vote. Listen to the Brothers For Real. If you want to join us, call us at 215-383-3872. I have Leon Joseph and Robert on the phone. For Halloween, also, we're going to ask you, what is spooking you? if there's something that you're afraid of, whether it's something serious, whether it's lighthearted, is it phobia, xenophobia, is it the immigrant caravan, is it Trump, is it the blue wave is coming, what in the world got you staring up in the ceiling at night? This is the Brothers for Real. We'll be right back after the break.
Girls enjoy, she don't play around, she's like to the point.
My girl like candy, a candy tree, she knocks me high up on my feet. Oh, candy, she looks so sweet. Oh, candy, you're special to me.
Joke.
I'm gonna tell you what spooks me, Robert. My
Please.
First cousin, number one. Number one. That's the number one thing that's spooking me right now. And the second thing that's spooking me is the prospect of Donald Trump being reelected in 2020. Those are the two things that's spooking me as we
that's
speak.
That's pretty scary. That's pretty scary.
That's some scary stuff there.
What about Leon? Anything spook you, Leon?
Yeah, man. A lot actually spooks me, man. But what Joseph just said is a big one. But
that's hard to top, though.
That's hard to top.
I'm serious. That's a big one.
It's really hard to top that right now. But I just
think that's why I try to get it out there first, because I knew nobody going to be able to top those two.
But I'm done. I can't even attempt. I was thinking about when we were kids, though, we used to trick or treat.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't ever do it right.
No, we didn't.
We didn't ever
no.
do it right.
No, we never tricked.
We never had no masks. We didn't have, like, no, none.
Hey.
I don't even remember getting any candy. Yeah.
You know,
I can tell you why we didn't do it.
Hey,
I'm
gonna
tell you why we didn't do it. Because nobody in our neighborhood giving away no candy, number one.
Wait a minute.
Who out there had some candy to give away?
Like the flowers, they gave away some candy. But we couldn't go way up there.
Them flowers got where they can give out candy. I was too grown to trick or treat.
Hey,
I remember one time one of your classmates, I'm not going to call his name either. Yeah, both of y'all about in the 10th grade. He came out of here talking about trick or treat, Joseph.
Hey, you know, you're the tick-me-off guys. I go trick-or-treating, right, and I go up to the house and knock on the door, and the person comes to the door and say, look at this little guy here. He's a bum. He's pretending to be a bum. Hey, that's so cute. I'm like, wait a minute. He's my regular clothes.
And the one with him looking like, acting like crazy Guggenheim.
Yeah, we like the scarecrow every day. you need to have the.
Look at him. He got holes in his pants. That's so cute. Where you get those holes? Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on there. Slow down.
There you go. They must be from the Wiz. Oh, wait a minute. The Wiz hadn't even been invented yet.
Oh boy, that's cold. But you know, let me tell you what spooks me, and I don't spook easily.
Okay.
Now this is a concern that usually doesn't rank that high in our community.
Okay.
But it affects us as well as it affects everybody else in the world. I'm
All
a
right.
student of history, and I have
okay.
been watching this climate change.
Yep.
And we have a person in the White House. One, he's a climate change denier. He's you know, anytime it snows, he says, "See, I told you the climate is there's no global warming. See all that snow outside? I mean, that could be like 20 feet of snow one day and 90 degrees the next." And he says, "See, there's nothing wrong. As long as that snow comes, he feels like everything is good." But if there's anything that's challenging and threatening the survival of this planet and our future generations, it's what's happening right now to the weather.
That's right.
These tornadoes and hurricanes are more frequent. They're more violent. We're getting 30 feet of snow. We're getting 90-degree weather in the wintertime. And this is no joke. Just take a minute one day and go online and just Google some of these websites and show these polar ice caps melting. Polar bears are walking around like with short sleeves on, saying, "What in the heck am I supposed to do?" You're sitting there, the ice is actually melting around them. They don't even, their habitat is actually being destroyed. So this global warming, this climate change that's happening, this is a threat not just to our community or to the United States, but really to the global, really to mankind. And
yeah.
until we get people in the White House that takes this seriously, remember we pulled out of the conference. The only
yeah.
major country to pull out was the United States.
And we're the second largest polluter in the world.
Yeah.
So I'm
concerned about some of the other things that we should be concerned about. But this one to me is the one that I look at, I see it happening right before our eyes. And when it starts to happen, it's too late. You can't put this one gene, you can't put back in the bottle once it starts.
So let me ask you this, Rob.
Yeah.
On top of that, this guy's tinkering with the birthright.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well,
so why would you do that in the middle, right? This close to the midterms. I'm just saying, to the midterm elections.
That was such a great
So does he think all of his bases? That's all he's going to need is his base to win. I mean, what's up with this guy, man?
The only thing he was doing is political grandstanding. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you folks something. When these Republicans come out here with all this foolishness, all this misinformation and crazy stuff they're saying, they're not trying to get us to vote Republicans. They're just trying to discourage us from voting because they realize that they only make up 26% of the electorate. So it's a numbers game. So if we go out and vote, in large numbers, because we do have the numbers, we can turn things around. But if we just sit home on our, same group of clowns are going to be right back up there for the next 2 years, and ultimately, Donald Trump will be right back in there for the next 4 years. So we have to be very, very conscious. We have to listen. We have to think. And we cannot listen to this foolishness that they're putting out there. Because if we do, you're going to be putting up with this foolishness for a long time. And like I've been telling, I tell everybody I talk to, I'm not worried so much about Joseph Yatewood. Because I'm Joseph Gatewood. Whatever I have, whatever I got is what I'm going to have. And I have fewer years in front of me than I have behind me. But I am concerned about my grandchildren.
Yes.
And that's
Amen.
What we have to always be thinking about, our grandchildren.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. You know, Joseph, I heard there's talk about that the country is slipping into darkness, is drifting towards fascism, and this was evident by the election of Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
But what many people fail to acknowledge is that we're not following what happened in Germany. The United States actually created what happened in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
They copied a lot of what Germany, Hitler, Mussolini, and other fascists did. They actually copied it from the United States of America.
That's
they
true.
Watched what the United States did to slavery, doing slavery, doing Jim Crow, because fascism is really about the hierarchy of peoplehood, taking one set of people and placing them above another, and then ruling with the power ruling the government versus the people ruling the government. That's really what fascism is.
Mm-hmm.
Fascism was alive and well in the United States upon its inception.
Right.
And we have been calling, we've made the boogeyman out of socialism. And when socialism really, and I don't call myself a socialist, but I do call myself as a humanitarian, is that they've made socialism the bad guy and somehow sugarcoated fascism. And so this drift that people keep talking about, it's always been there.
That's true.
But because the people in power get to write the narrative, they've been calling it something else, and so we're not shifting into fascism. Fascism has always been there.
Wow.
It's now being brought to the surface.
You're right, Robert.
For those
see,
people out there,
like, any government that is for the people, because if you would listen to the preamble, if you would read the preamble to the Constitution, where it says that the reason that they're forming the union is for the general welfare.
Mm-hmm.
That statement in itself is a socialist statement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have Social Security.
Social Security, that's right.
That's
right.
Why we have Medicare. That's why we have Medicaid. All of these are socialist programs. And you cannot have a government without some type of socialism, because the pure definition of government or any the government's primary purpose is to protect the weak from the powerful.
That's right. That's exactly
and
right.
Those guys out there like
definition
me.
Of government. Go ahead, Leon.
Those guys out there like me that don't know what fascism is and socialism, could you kind of break it down for me?
Well, that's what I was trying to explain earlier, Leon, that fascism, in a nutshell, is like the hierarchy of peoplehood, where one set of people really put themselves above others.
Mm-hmm.
And then you overlay that with the powerful running the state versus the people running the state.
Exactly.
What
right.
democracy is about is the people running the government. And
That's
you
right.
cannot do that without infusing it with some form of socialism. Socialism is really about taking the common good. In other words,
right.
a redistribution of wealth so that nobody starves to death, nobody freezes.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you what's interesting about that, because I got in a reason I was a little confused. Kind of conversation one day with a young lady who was like when Bernie Sanders was, you know, on his high, saying that, man, they keep it. He's in socialism like it was a bad thing.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have the powerful running the media and running
right.
the government. They write the narrative. They can determine what's bad. It was Mao Zedong that said, right is on the side of the stronger. The stronger
right.
gets to determine what's right, not the people who actually know what right and wrong is.
Wow.
And just like Karl Marx, and just like these same people, like you said, these fascists, are these same people that criticize socialism, and you know, and they just use it, that's a terrible, dirty word. Of course, now, of course, if you want to go back to socialism in the United States, you have to start with Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his New Deal, because that's where most of these programs in the United States came about. But these same people that criticize communism, these are the same people that use the techniques and the strategies of communism to control the people. Just like Karl Marx said in the Communist Manifesto, he said the masses of people are ignorant, and they are not capable of ruling themselves. And, of course, in another tool that they accuse the communists of using is propaganda. And that's all
that's
fake
right.
news is propaganda.
Controlling the media.
So they're taking the two main tenets of what they pretend that they despise most, and that's what they are using to stay in power, and so they can continue the fascist government that we have.
Yeah, and I think that, and before anybody accuse us of being socialists or communists or any of that, what we're saying is that our government is really a capitalistic, it's a capitalistic government with socialism built in to protect the weak and the powerless.
That's exactly right.
That's
exactly
the only way democracy can survive. You
the only way democracy
capitalist.
Can work. And like I say, and if you read the Constitution, you read the preamble to the Constitution, and it says that very explicitly. But that's not the way we are taught in school.
Because that does not fit the narrative of people like Trump and the people that the powerful who are running the government. Now, I'm saying all this to say this. Right now, the country is shifting, is drifting really off the cliff. And that's no overstatement, really.
No, it's not.
If we don't have something to check, if the checks and balance system has fallen apart, the judiciary, the executive branch, and the legislative branch are all run now by right-wing, really conservatives.
Robert.
And the only thing that can check this is for people to get out and vote on November 6th. Otherwise, we're doomed, really.
Robert.
November the 6th or whatever, 2020 will be too late. It has to be this year.
Robert.
It has to be this year.
And Robert, and you just articulated the same thing that I have been telling people. Right now, people don't realize it, but right now, Trump has elevated himself to a dictator.
Yeah.
Because the check and balance system is gone. Because whatever Trump says, the Senate passes it, the House passes it, and now they're stacking the courts. So if it's challenged, they're going to pass it. So, and so right now, the democracy that we thought that we had, or any resemblance of democracy, is gone. And the only way we can turn that around is we have to get our butts out and vote. And we have to vote in such large numbers that there can be no doubt.
That's right. We can't have any of this slim margin stuff. It needs to be overwhelming and convincing.
I tell you this, brothers, I've been out canvassing the past few days, going door to door, knocking, picking people up, taking them to the polls and things of that nature. You can run into some real tough spots out there where people just don't believe in voting. That is one of the most, you don't want to get depressed. If you want to go in a neighborhood where it seems like the whole neighborhood does not care about voting. And I'll explain what I've learned since I've been out there. A lot of people aren't comfortable going out there. They've bought into the hype, or they're apathetic. They don't believe, first of all, their vote's going to count. They're going to count. Oh, that's the excuse some of them use. my vote is not going to count anyway. I ain't going out there. But a lot of it is having to go out and face that public, you know, that public that's in that room, in that voting area, because, you know, they've heard all the stories about you're going to need ID, you're going to need a driving license, you're going to need a bill from your, to prove where you live. You know, once you hear that, you know, you're not that excited about voting anyway, and you're the kind of person that's kind of been to yourself and you don't really believe in going out getting into a bunch of stuff. You know, that's enough to turn them back. That's just enough. That's enough for them to hear on the radio or on the TV, you're going to need an ID. That's enough.
And, see,
and,
the
people out there perpetrating this stuff know this. They know.
And the irony of it is, people that need government most are the ones that are more likely not to vote.
We have, I just got a news flash over in our neighbor in Richmond County. But people are really turning out to vote early. I have to give it to them. Neighbor in Richmond County, over 5,000 people have early voted. Now in Ansley. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you this, too. See, they keep doing stuff. We got a young guy. He's a county commissioner, right? Candidate for county commissioner. He wore a cap with an X on it to vote. This made the newspaper, man.
He what now?
Another candidate complained about it. Talking about it was because he was a Malcolm X cap. And it made it local news that this guy was wearing an X cap. And, you know, everybody starts talking about what Malcolm X was about.
So what, you know, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with wearing a Malcolm X cap?
Yeah, what's the legal?
With me. Nothing with you.
I mean, there's something in the
but
voter
to a redneck, that's a freak out. But that's a dog whistle, you know.
Yeah,
is it wearing
a
mega
cap?
Hmm? I mean, I don't. If you wear it, I'm trying to figure out where what rule on the book said you can't wear a cap with an X on it.
What he running for? He running for office?
He's running for county commissioner in Richmond County, North
and
Carolina.
He had a cap with an X on it.
Over in Rockingham, young man named Tavares Bostic.
And see, that's another thing too. We like to villainize people.
And Ben Moss, his Republican opponent, complained to the newspaper, or took it to the newspaper, that he saw him with an X on his cap. It could have been an X about anything. X marks the spot.
Ben, Mr. Republican, you can't. That's not a problem, okay?
Okay. Now I'm gonna say this, guys. The newspaper did eventually write an editorial, siding with Mr. Tavares Bostic.
For the dancing record.
This is the Inquirer Journal. The Richmond Daily Journal. The Richmond Daily Journal.
I was gonna say y'all I'll be sending dancing records some roses after a while. They keep doing all the who's running things over that dancing record?
Well, I have a young lady writing named Natalie Davis. She does the writing. I guess you could kinda give her the props for doing
and she the wanted
stories.
To wrote your article. She wanted to wrote your article. What's her name? Natalie Davis.
Natalie Davis. Yeah, she sent me an email and said she wanted to do a feature. This last thing. And sent me some questions. And there
here's
it popped up on the front page.
We have to acknowledge when people do the right thing. Because we're always quick to jump on folks when they do wrong, and we don't want to be like them. When somebody does right, we got to let them know because we want to encourage it. We want to encourage it so that they continue to do it and let them know that they're good deeds. Because sometimes people won't do things that they feel is right because they say, nobody cares anyway.
And
they
sometimes
don't care if I do it or not.
Scared to do right, you know. Sometimes people just afraid to do right.
They don't want to be an outcast. But if you have the backing of the community and people show their gratitude, I think people will do more of it. That's what I'm saying, Miss Nally Davis. Hats off to you.
Thank you, Nally.
We need more like her.
That's true.
So that's my story.
Uh-oh. That's true. But back to when we were trick-or-treaters.
Hey.
We didn't ever get any masks or anything like that. I can't get over that.
Masks.
I mean, I'm having a flashback. Yeah?
But you know what, Leon? I'm going to tell you why. Any costume we got, we would have had to wear it to school the rest of the year because that was going to take the place of a garment. So you'd have been a Dracula all year long.
You know what? And that's why I didn't play football. They told me I went to try for football.
Right.
And they said, I had to buy my own football shoe. I knew if I got a pair of football shoes.
That was going to be your shoes for the year.
And then back then, those things had those spikes on them.
I can see you on the choir with them bad boys.
I've been out there running. I've been walking in the classroom every day. Click, click, click.
Going to church and cleats and everything.
Everywhere. So I said, no. So I told me I was
Well, that explains, guys, why you don't
that.
Want to be captain.
I understand.
We had to make a decision. Papa said, look, guys, I'm going to get you this Casper Ghost outfit, but people are going to think you the Klan the rest of the year, so you make a decision.
everything we had back then had to have a dual purpose.
My dad messed up, though. He tried that with the debutante ball.
Yeah, we had a dual purpose.
Coming to me back, we wanted a dinner jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy bought a windbreaker.
Yeah, it was white.
A white windbreaker.
And you can eat dinner in it. You can go outside in it.
Put me on the curb and say, "Here you go, son. Go in there, make me proud."
It's like even our pig. We had a pig, and see that pig. He had to double as a pit in the summertime.
And
in the wintertime, we ate him.
Hey, that when we told that pig he was coming to dinner, he never knew which one it was going to be. He was always on the edge.
Said,
"Matt, we're inviting you to dinner today." He didn't know if he was going to be at the table or on the table.
He found
he
out.
He got ready to shoot that pig. That pig come running up there just as fluffy and smiling. He thought I was coming to play with him. I just turned my head and walked away.
I can't watch this.
I just wonder what was going on, man.
I just shrugged my shoulders up. You see how them kids do when they just do their shoulders and walk away?
They don't know. When you ask them something, they don't know.
Yeah, they just do their shoulders, bring the shoulders up real high.
Right.
That's pretty bad, man.
Well, guys,
I pretty explained it, Robin. I appreciate you for explaining that to me because I was really confused about why we never got,
I'll tell you what, guys, we're in this final stretch. All you folks out there Halloweening and trick or treating, be safe. We got this election coming up. Do not marginalize this. I know we say this every 2 years, every 4 years, that this is the big one. Well, folks, this is the big one. I'm going to tell you why you know it's the big one, because it's not even a presidential year, and we're calling it the big one. That should tell you something right there.
Yeah, it's pretty big, guys. Like I say, here's what I'm going to say in closing. Go to the polls, take somebody with you. Don't just go by yourself on this one.
Take somebody with you.
I have a quote.
Any closing
There's nothing scarier than not voting this year. Happy Halloween by Kimberly Hearn.
Any closing words, Joe?
Make sure you direction is pure, it's difficult. And think of it, not don't just think about yourself, but think about the of our children.
That is really, really worthy to live by. To all you South Park Poogles out there, come on, guys, lighten up. Leave people alone. You've been lucky you haven't been punched out so far. And shout out to the Garrett sisters for being true ladies and
being
the iconic, the embodiment of class. Shout out to you.
Hey, Robert.
Back next week. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Joseph, well, those are some of our garrisons. You know, we have garrisons down here, man.
That's what I was saying. I thought, I believe those girls started from Wade.
Well, you know,
they're
Leon.
Garrisons, they're from Wadeburg.
I was telling Jones about it, man. That might not be the same garrison we came up with, but they don't take that. They didn't play. They might be some different garrisons. They behaved themselves admirably. All right, folks, we're out. This is Brothers For Real. We'll be back next week at the same time, 7 o'clock on Wednesdays. You can listen to the show afterwards on demand at lordbrothersforreal.com. And we'll be back next week. Leon will be running the show. Leon, glad to sit in for you tonight, my friend. Glad you could join us. Joseph, as always, brother, we'll see you next week. And
all right, brother,
out.
Good night.
And
appreciate it. God bless you. Ha 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 ha!